verses 33 to 37. Matthew 12, 33 to 37. If you want to join me as we read it together in unison, please do so. Let me just make sure we got the right passage. We do. Together in unison. Make a tree good and its fruit will be good, or make a tree bad and its fruit will be bad. For a tree is recognized by its fruit. You brood of vipers, how can you who are evil say anything good? For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. A good man brings good things out of the good stored up in him. And an evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in him. But I tell you that everyone will have to give account on the day of judgment for every empty word they have spoken. For your words you will be acquitted, and by your words you will be condemned. Amen. You may be seated. You probably watched on the news the last couple of days that on Friday night there was a little bit of a skirmish in downtown Portland. I got right in the middle of that the other night. A Black Lives Matter protest, so-called. I didn't see too many black people around. But it was an interesting gathering where a group of young people got out on the middle of Commercial Street and decided they were going to hold things up and just make it inconvenient for a lot of people to go where they wanted to go and do what they wanted to do. I was one of those people because I was doing a limo job on Friday night and I had people I was escorting around the city of Portland. And it was interesting to hear some of the chatter that was happening and some of the words that were being spoken and some of the chants that were being given. One of the guys in the back of the vehicle just said, "Well, why don't we just all get out and join them?" And I said, "Well, I don't think that would be a very productive thing." But anyway, it was interesting to know that the words they were speaking were words that were really not that positive at all. And as I reflected on that and what I'm going to share with you this morning, I want to talk to you a little bit about the words we speak, the impact they have on our lives, and how we can use those words in the best possible way. We hear a lot of gibberish in this day and age. We hear a lot of people speaking things that they shouldn't say. We hear politicians saying things that are basically irresponsible. And we hear people all around us talk about things that really don't have a whole lot of concrete support. But you know, I'm very conscious of the fact that in this day and age especially, in spite of what's going on in this world, we as believers in Jesus Christ have a responsibility to guard our words and to guard our minds and to guard our thoughts against the things that the devil would want us how he would want to use the things we say for his good and for his promotion and definitely not for God's. Jesus said, "I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will give account for every careless word they speak." Every careless word. Have you ever spoken a careless word? I have, many times. In fact, I probably do it every day. I speak a careless word, a word that I should not speak, or a phrase, or a tone of voice even, that I speak. He says these words here in Matthew's Gospel chapter number 12. He talks about a tree that's good. If that tree is good and that tree is healthy, the end result is that that tree is going to produce some good, healthy fruit, if you will. Or if that tree is not healthy, if that tree is kind of drooping and half dead and just not very productive, it's not going to produce very good fruit. Jesus uses the parallel of nature, as he does in many, many different situations, to help us to understand a very powerful and profound spiritual truth. He says, he calls them a brood of vipers. And who's he talking about here? He's talking about the Pharisees. He's talking about the hypocrites. He's talking about those who say one thing and do another. And there were lots of them back in those days, the same as there are lots of them in this day and age. But he says, for the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. The mouth speaks what the heart is full of. Think of those words for a few moments. But the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. I hear people speaking all the time, saying things that, you know, what's in their heart because of what they're saying, because of what's coming from their lips. Jesus is saying that the words you speak carry a tremendous amount of weight. And this is not just about your words that make other people, how it makes other people feel. It's also about the impact that your words have on your own life and the impact your words have on your own testimony, on your own sense of identity, if you will. So I want us to talk about how the words we use speak to create a culture of spiritual growth in our lives. Because I think it has a relationship. We need to get in the habit, I believe, more than ever before, we need to get in the habit of listening to what we say and how we say it. It's not what we say many, many times, but it's how we say it. I was reminded of that last night. My wife kind of hauled me out on the carpet a little bit. And I said something that was meant one way, and she took it totally the opposite. Does that ever happen to anybody? You guys especially? It doesn't happen to Bill or anybody. What I said was taken out of context, and she took it the wrong way, and she got a little bit snippy because of it. And so I had to correct myself, and I had to backtrack a little bit, and I had to eat my words. It happens all the time. You see, when we get into the habit of speaking carelessly to others, and maybe even sometimes harshly to others, and negatively to other people, it not only affects our relationship with the other person, it affects the overall environment of our spiritual lives. Now, I think it's very important for us as Christians to understand that in light of what Jesus says here and how he corrects the Pharisees, but in light of how he sets the record straight in my own life as a Christian. And as I've read this passage many times this past week, I guess what's come to me is the fact that I need to get in the habit of listening to what I say and how I say it. Listening to what I say and how I say it. And there are two good reasons why I should do this. Two good reasons. And those reasons are given to us in Scripture. The first one is this. That my words reveal what's really in my heart. They really do. They reveal what's in my heart. There's a connection between the condition of your heart and the content of your speech. Did you know that? I think it's pretty basic. Most of us know that. But Jesus said this, "For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks." Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, or the other translation, for the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. I like that one. The mouth speaks what the heart is full of. Have you ever gone into a coffee shop and listened to the conversation? Have you ever sat in a break room at your place of employment and listened to the conversation? Have you ever listened to two people getting into it with each other and listen to the conversation? It's revealing. I enjoy watching people sitting on a corner in the middle of a downtown or someplace and watching people go by, but sometimes I just like to stop and listen to people as well and to listen what they're saying. You see, there is a connection between the condition of my heart and the condition of my speech. Have you ever wondered, what's really in my heart? What's really in my heart? What kind of person am I really? Well, maybe we ought to pay attention a little bit more to how we speak. Listen to not only the things that we say in the presence of others, but listen to what we say to ourselves throughout the day. Yes, to ourselves. Listen to what you say. Listen to what you don't say. Sometimes you can say a lot by not saying anything, right? In your communication with God, in your conversation with Him, what you say to Him, it can tell you everything you need to know about yourself. The Bible tells us this in the book of James, chapter 2, verse 26. It says, if anyone thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue but deceives his heart, this person's religion is worthless. It's in vain. It's no good. And like Jesus, James points out that the connection between the condition of your heart and the content of your speech is very important. This is why listening to yourself sometimes can be a wake-up call, and needs to be a wake-up call. When you pay close attention to what's coming out of your mouth, you realize that, wow, this is what's in my heart right now. If it's anger, then that anger comes out. That anger is seen and realized and witnessed by other people. And sometimes it gets a little bit embarrassing, and sometimes it gets a little bit crude, if you will. This is who I am? You mean I speak like this? I don't mean it. I need to make some changes. You see, your words tell you about you. So get in the habit of listening to what you say and how you say it. So important. But here's another reason to pay attention to what you say. Number two, that your words have the power to help you change. You can make changes in your life by the words you speak. In the book of Romans, Paul talks about this condition between the heart and the mouth. And he says this in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. And this is a verse perhaps many of you have even memorized. It's part of what we call the Roman road. That if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe that God would raise him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. So important. And in Mark chapter 11, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatever he says. Here's what I'm saying this morning. It's not enough just to want things to get better in your life. It's not enough just to hope that things will get better in your life. The fact is that we need to confirm with your words what you really believe in your heart. It's crucial. We need to hear yourself speaking the word of faith out loud, if you will. Do you know why? Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. My friends, you can't talk defeat all day and expect to experience victory. You cannot complain all day and expect to experience joy. You cannot be critical of every situation and expect to experience contentment. This doesn't work. You can't give voice to every worry in the world and expect to experience God's peace. It just does not jive. You can't give voice to every worry in the world I'm talking about that right now. Everybody's talking about what happened this week. These are very unsettled times. The moment a politician opens his mouth, sometimes that creates more havoc and more pandemonium and more times of uncertainty than any other time. But our words do set the tone for our outlook each and every day, and they set the stage especially for what God can do every single day in your life to make your life victorious and abundant as He has promised He wants to do. And so we need to pay attention to what we say and how we say it. Three quick things I want to share with you this morning as we think of this. The three main areas of conversation we need to have. Number one, we need to have a conversation with God. We need to have a conversation with ourselves. And we need to have a conversation with one another. Now, what does our conversation with God look like? In other words, we're talking about our prayer lives. What does our prayer life look like today? You've heard me say again and again that you have the freedom to be gut level honest in God's presence. And I believe that's what God wants us to be, is to be transparent with Him. You can tell Him exactly what's on your mind, and you can tell Him exactly what's in your heart, no holes barred. Our God is a big God. He can listen to whatever we say to Him. And He wants to listen to us, and He wants us to be transparent. He wants us to pour ourselves out to Him. In fact, I would go so far as to say that He not only permits you to be gut level honest with Him, He demands it. He demands that we're honest with Him. He doesn't want our prayer lives to be built on pretense, where you just repeat a series of religious phrases and we repeat the Lord's Prayer about 10 times a day or any other prayer that's sometimes used as a litany. But He wants to know what's going on in our hearts. He wants to know what's taking place there. And we need to be transparent with Him. King David said this in Psalm 142, verse 1. I pour out my complaint before Him. I tell my trouble before Him. When our granddaughter was down to visit us a couple of months ago, she was having a pretty tough day. Her name is Maud, and she's 5 years old. And she came to me and she said, Poppy, she calls me Poppy, Poppy, do you think Jesus would mind if I went and beat up my brother? He's really getting at me, she said. Yeah, we kind of chuckled and we kind of laughed about it. I tried to keep a straight face and be, look like a typical grandfather about the whole situation. Tried to use it as a moment of teaching to my 5-year-old. I tried to tell her with a straight face that no, it's not okay to go beat up your brother. That's not okay. Just that will not solve anything. Sometimes we're kind of like that. We shoot from the hip first, don't we? And sometimes we just allow our instincts and our emotions and our impulses get in the way of what God says we need to do. The fact that we can be transparent with God, sometimes we express the ugly side of our hearts with God. And we need to be careful. David shared some words here in Psalm 142, and I already read the first verse, but he said this, that you are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living. And so our desire ought to be with keeping God in mind when we speak words, whatever they might be, to create a greater sense of vitality in our relationship with God. We need to make it a choice day by day to lay before God the hurt that's in our hearts sometimes. And if we want to tell God we hurt, it's okay. And we need to make the intentional choice to speak all the hope and all the joy that's in our hearts as well. The second conversation we need to have is not only with God, but with ourselves. Do you ever talk to yourself? I do. Talk to myself all the time. And I ask myself questions, and I ask myself things that, sometimes I just kind of scratch my head. You see, we were taught growing up that people who talk to themselves are a little bit crazy. But that's exactly what I'm encouraging you to do today, to talk to yourself. To talk to yourself about the things that you say, about the things that you don't say, about the things you say and how you say it. To speak out words of faith every day. You see, faith does come by hearing. And hearing by the Word of God. So you can imagine what will happen if you hear yourself speaking God's Word and God's truth throughout the day. And that's where memorizing Scripture sometimes comes in. It used to be, back in the good old day, that in our Sunday school classes, we taught people to memorize the Bible. To memorize Scripture. And I still remember a lot of great Scriptures that have gotten me out of a lot of jams. And a lot of, if I can use the word, pickles. You've been in a pickle before, haven't you? I have. We've all been in a little bit of a pickle. But you know, as we remember God's Word, He helps us to understand it for ourselves. The other day, I was coming out of Boston, and it was 95 degrees to 100 degrees. Everybody was upset and a little bit anxious about the traffic, and it was bumper-to-bumper traffic from Logan Airport all the way up to the York toll booths. It was a parking lot, let me tell you. And people were, you could just see it written on people's faces, how anxious and how ugly and how upset they were, the hot weather, everything else. And, I was there singing some praises to God. I said, I'm not going to allow this to ruin my day. I turned on a good Christian radio station and listened to some music and started singing some songs. I started reciting some scripture. And I said, I'm just going to make the best of it. I'm going to make the best of it. And I'm going to try to turn this around to be something positive rather than it being something negative. I think when you talk to yourself, you have two choices. You have the choice of it going the wrong way or going the right way. And I believe God has given us the tools and He has given us what it takes to be able to see it go the right way so that we're glorifying Him and we're honoring Him with our conversation. Now, in spite of traffic jams, and you can have some interesting times in traffic jams. We don't like traffic jams, but we do know that even sometimes God is able to take something that's bad and turn it into something that's good. And so I believe that memorizing Scripture is important. The Word of God tells us in Psalm 119, it says, "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee." And when we learn the Scriptures, when we memorize it and claim it to our lives, God is able to take His word and use it in difficult times. In times of distress and in times of chaos and times when it's very unsettling. So our conversation with God is important. Our conversation with ourselves is important. And our conversation with others is important as well. That's what brings me to my third and final point here this morning. I've preached several times on the impact that our words have on others and how we should strive to build up and encourage one another. God calls us to do that. to build one another up and encourage one another. And the Bible says that we are to do it all the more as that day approaches. What day? The day of Jesus Christ, the day when he's coming back to receive his church unto himself. It's that day. We are to be continually, consistently, without faltering, speaking words that lift one another up and encourage one another. Now, sometimes we do a lousy job of it. And I'm the first one to admit that sometimes I fail miserably in doing that, of bringing a word that's building someone else up. But that's what God calls us to do, that our words have an effect on other people, the words we speak to them. Again, sometimes not what we say, but how we say it. Paying attention to our conversation with others begins with how much we say, as it, you know, as Solomon said, the one who guards his mouth protects his life. The one who guards his mouth protects his life. And he also said in Proverbs 29, verse number 11, a fool gives full vent to his spirit, but a wise man quietly holds it back. Some good words of advice. If you want to get a rein on what you say, I'd encourage you to read the book of Proverbs. It's a good, wonderful book of wisdom. I just want to close with these words. You know, people have been asking me, how are we to respond in these difficult days that we're in? I mean, every time we turn the news on, it's something awful that we hear about. Every time we pick up a newspaper, it's something terrible. How are Christians to respond? Well, I think Jesus tells us that we ought to let our light shine, be the salt of the earth. And in spite of the terrible times that we're in, God says that we're to continue on loving one another and showing forth his love. That we are to be kind to one another. You see, the world needs that right now. Our community needs kind, gracious, loving people in the midst of such darkness. Proverbs says, gracious words are like the honeycomb, sweetness to the soul, and health to the body. How important that is. The power of gracious words is that they not only strengthen those who hear them, but they strengthen those who speak them. I had a dear, dear lady in church I served in once. Her favorite words were, be kind to each other. Be kind to one another. And she was a kind, loving person. And she lived out that kindness in her daily life. You see, if we want to create a culture of increase in our spiritual lives, then we pay attention to the words we speak to others. We need to talk about the solution more than we talk about the problem. God says that this is important to us. We speak words relative to our prayer lives. Our prayer lives need to be deepened in these days. We need to dig in, establish firm roots in Christ, in our identity with Christ, in our relationship with him. And we can only do that through prayer. We need to speak words to ourselves that are based upon the Word of God with firm biblical principles. And we need to speak words to one another that are kind and lifted up. You see, our words have power. Jesus says it right here. They set the tone for our day and set the stage for what God can do next in our lives. You know, I had a gentleman that I worked with at Cabela's that all he was doing was tearing down bridges. He was burning his bridges behind him. I don't think that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to build bridges. For the words you will be, by your words you will be justified, Jesus says. And by your words you will be condemned. Pretty harsh words there from Jesus, but yet so true. We need to pay attention to what we say and how we say it. And we need to speak always the empowering truth of God's word. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for your word. And we're reminded again, Lord, of how important our words are. But we thank you for how powerful your word is. And we pray, Heavenly Father, that we would bask in the glory of your word, that we would hide it in our hearts, that we might be ambassadors of truth and ambassadors of love and joy in this day, that the world around us might see that we have a relationship with Jesus Christ, and that is the most liberating, life-transforming thing of all. So, Lord, as we go out into this week, I pray, Heavenly Father, that we might carry forth that hope that the world needs to people around us. And we thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.